Yeah, mine, if it's in the middle of the night, my clock will start beeping. If the power goes off and it goes on backup, the backup battery, then yeah, it'll beep. But yeah, like I said, I lost power 4 times within about a year and a half here in Saginaw. And it's, you know, tree limbs and that stuff coming down on the lines and shorting them with what happened, pop the fuse, or, you know, taking down a line or something. So Menards had a closeout on a larger generator, so I bought that, and I said, well, I'm going to put a transfer switch in. So now at least I still have to go out and start up the generator, put fuel in it, but just plug it into the outlet outside, flip the breakers on that panel in the basement, and I still have my family room, so my television will still work because I got an outdoor antenna as my backup. And my refrigerator, my part of my kitchen will work, so that'll, you know, that'll at least run the refrigerator. I won't lose the food there. It'll run the freezer refrigerator in the basement. It'll run my sump pump, and it'll run the furnace. So we'll have heat. We'll have entertainment. My hot water heater and stove are both gas, so I'll have hot water and food. So we're pretty good at that point. But of course, since I put it in about 4 years ago, we haven't lost power.
Roger, Ron, thanks for telling me about that clock that beeps when the power goes off. I might even consider start looking for a clock that beeps when the power is off. Cool. I got a question. It's been years since I've been on a 147.24 here. I think we used to be a DAC or something. I don't know, is this repeater linked with any other repeaters that when this one's on, they're on too?
That is a negative. This is a single. It's not that it can't be, this is just Saginaw's repeater. So there are several linked repeaters in Saginaw. This is just for Saginaw members. But we do have an all-star node, so those of us that have access, or at least to that, we can link it to other repeaters if we needed to for some reason. But single-use repeater, the NADRL, the 14533, is linked. You have the, and that's linked into probably a dozen or more other repeaters. And then you also have the UHF link, so the one in James Township and the one in Frankenmuth that's through Jeff KB8SWR, those are linked part of the MyCon or the Skywarn system. So there's about, I don't know, 16, 17 repeaters that are part of that link.